Welcome to the Daktronics Experience Podcast. Today we're joined by Dustin Culhane, Account Services Manager, and he oversees our Service and Sales Group. He'd like to talk to us today about service agreements, how they're not an insurance policy, and there's other common misconceptions that go with them. He's also going to talk about a few things he wishes everyone would know about these service agreements, and how they are more proactive than an insurance policy. All right, so we're here with Dustin today, and we're going to talk about some service agreement information that Daktronics does with products and services and how we follow that up. Dustin, can you give us a quick breakdown, like what is a service agreement? What are the basics of that that might entail?
Yeah, sure thing, guys. So a Daktronics service agreement is for our customers after their equipment comes off of the initial warranty. So all of our equipment, control systems and whatnot are going to be sold with some kind of initial warranty. After that, we typically get with our customers and try to get them to enter into a service agreement. And we have multiple packages of service agreements, but overall the goal is to have a customer find a level of service agreement that puts them in a position where they're paying an annual fixed cost for either their parts that they need for their display, their control system, their scoring and timing, or in some instances as well, it'll be their parts and their labor. So any on-site labor needed to repair displays, control systems, scoring, and timing is all covered underneath that service agreement. But again, multiple different levels of packages, but that's the high-level overview is to put them in some kind of annual fixed cost to allow them the opportunity to cover their equipment on site, whether it's just the equipment or the labor as well.
Okay, so it's kind of a nice safety net to go along with your display system because you made a nice big initial investment there and you want to make sure it's operating optimally for its lifetime. And what you guys are trying to do with these service agreements is kind of keep them going, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one of the things that I found to be very interesting is the number gets thrown around that throughout the life of a display and a control system, you can expect to reinvest 20%. Back into that original purchase. It's no different than a home, a car, any other kind of large purchase that you're going to make. There is going to be some kind of reinvesting. And one of the big ways to do that, to help protect that investment, is through a service agreement to make sure that you are protecting your equipment and you're making sure that it's getting the adequate labor that it needs so that it is staying up to the best capability and running to its best ability. So that 20% investment is something that you can expect throughout the life of the purchase that you made, and a big portion of that is going to be a service agreement.
Dustin, you've done a number of these different presentations and visiting with customers out in the field. When you talk to them about service agreements, are there any kind of common misconceptions they may have when you're talking to them?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest misconceptions that I hear, guys, is the term insurance policy. Everybody says, well, I'm ultimately just purchasing an insurance policy. Yep. Because everybody's used to it with their home, their car, whatever it may be. And really, that's not what a service agreement is. An insurance policy is something that's just a safety net in place for a gotcha scenario. A lot of people do actually have insurance policies that cover an entire campus or a facility. And that will be more so for if there's any kind of storm damage, hail damage, anything like that. A service agreement actually includes proactive service. So a lot of our service agreements will come with an annual systems check where we will come out and we'll proactively do a check on your display, your control system, your timing system, make sure that everything is set and ready to go for your upcoming season, and making sure that you are set and ready to go, that you're running on the latest software of our control system, your display is running on the latest firmware, and that is all proactive work that we are doing prior to the start of that season. We even have some levels of service agreement that go even further, and you can have a proactive check done prior to, if you're a baseball customer, each home stand, if you're a football customer, prior to each event, even coming out and supporting each event. Whereas people use the term insurance policy, I don't know about you guys, but my car insurance, my home insurance, that doesn't include anything proactive. It's all strictly reactive. And if you use your car insurance or if you use your home insurance, you can anticipate your policy to go up. Whereas with a service agreement, it's an annual fixed cost. And whether you use it once or you use it multiple times, that policy is not going to increase because of the amount that you used.
Yeah, I was going to say, usually how I think of insurance too, you hope you never really have to talk to your insurance agent that much, because if you are, that means something bad may have happened. Whereas, like you're saying, it's a lot different because you guys are in contact with the customers Right. Not just when things are going wrong.
Right. Yeah. I don't really know that my mechanic calls me up and says, hey, it's time for your oil change. That's kind of on me. And you guys are actually doing proactive things to follow up and make sure their displays are running properly.
Yeah, absolutely. So for example, if you're a football customer, our service coordination group is going to be calling you sometime in June to say, hey guys, football season's coming up here. We want to come out. We want to do the annual systems check. We want to make sure that everything is set and ready to go for the season. What does your facility schedule look like in July or August for us to come out for a couple of days and make sure everything is set up and ready to go for the season? So again, with an insurance policy, that's not happening. But with this service agreement, you're getting that proactive nature and you don't have to remember those key dates. We remember that for you and we proactively reach out to you and take the initiative to schedule that visit.
Nice. So with the cost of these service agreements, some might think, okay, that's added onto my display or whatever, and they might see it as maybe an added cost. But could you tell us maybe what does it take for a service agreement to pay for itself?
Yeah, the way that you can look at it is the number of site visits and the amount of parts consumed is the way that people typically look at how a service agreement pays for itself. However, a lot more goes into it than that. When you have a service agreement in place, you're also going to get yourself a guaranteed on-site response time. So typically, if you have our highest level of service, you're going to have a guaranteed on-site 24-hour response time. And that's not 24 business hours. That's straight up 24 hours. If you call in at Monday morning at 8 a.m., we will be on-site by Tuesday at 8 a.m. So you are getting that guaranteed quick response time, which obviously in our business with these displays, that fast response time is money. If you have to go one event with your video display down or a chunk of it out, that's potential revenue that you're losing from advertisers, that's fans who are coming to the game and aren't having the same experience from the video display. Their kid wasn't up on the video screen or whatever it may be. So those are the things that people don't take into account, is that yes, you can look at the total number of site visits that we're making and the total amount of parts that you're consuming, but there's so much more, and a lot of it is that ability for us to respond in a timely manner, and you know that you have that safety net in place that, all right, if I turn my display on and it's not working, Dextronics will be here within 24 hours to make sure that things are set and ready to go. Whereas if you don't have a service agreement, we don't have any kind of guaranteed response time, and you're entered into the queue, and you are behind the line, if you will, for those customers who do have service agreements.
Yeah, you mentioned something in the business where there, you may have a big game coming up and you want to get ready for it. You're probably doing those checks. You mentioned preseason checks, but there's definitely a lot of checks that would go on if we're continuing the example of a football game, right? So the game's coming up Saturday. You're getting everything ready that week and just having that 24 hours knowing that you got to get that done before that ball gets kicked off on Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that we do, guys, with our pre-event checks, so we'll use college football for an example. The majority of those events take place on Saturday. We're going to come out on Wednesday or Thursday to do that pre-event check, because that allows us that if there is a failure in either the display or the control system that requires us to ship additional components, we need to ship a part, a computer, whatever it may be, we are now in a scenario where we have an extra 2 days to work with. It's not, we came out on Friday for the event Saturday, discovered something was wrong. We have to overnight it. Trying to get a computer delivered to a college football stadium on a Saturday can be very challenging. So then maybe we're shipping it somewhere across campus. We're eliminating all of that by the proactive nature of coming in several days ahead of time. It allows us time to get that component to site, come back and get it installed, and still have another 24 to 48 hours of time built in there for anything else that needs to be replaced or repaired can take place.
You know, as I say, you're mentioning going out visiting, something's wrong, determining what's wrong and getting parts for it. Maybe just talk about the importance of shipping and shipping time, right? If something's gone down or go wrong, you need to be able to get parts shipped there closely. So kind of, you know, the importance of being able to get something from a manufacturer to the site in that amount of time.
Yeah, that is one of the nice things with our headquarters and being right here in the United States. We have the ability to overnight, so long as we have the component in stock, we have the ability to get that overnighted to you. And that is a cost that is also included in most service agreements. So you're not paying the cost of shipping something overnight. That is, again, something that is included. It's bundled into your service agreement. because you're paying that annual fixed cost. You're not getting hit with the bill for shipping and then the bill for on-site labor and the bill for the component. It's you pay us one annual cost and you're going to have the advantages of overnight shipping, on-site labor, and the parts all being covered and taken care of by us, hands off for you, with no bill at the end.
Yeah, that's nice. And like you said, that's a great point. We are an American company based in the United States. We do a lot of assembly on site and a lot of manufacturing here. So it's easy to ship those parts to other people within the United States without having to take that extra time.
It really is. And one of the things that I've heard, you know, some horror stories, if you will, guys, is from customers who have had unfortunate experiences with other vendors. They'll have boxes of modules or other components showing up, and it will literally take 3 to 4 months because they have to ship it over to Japan or to China. It has to be put on a boat, shipped over there, repaired, put back on a boat, shipped back over here, and clear customs. And then it gets put on a plane or in a FedEx truck and delivered to their site. So we're looking at a 3 to 4 month lead time just to get something as simple as a module or a power supply back to site because it has to go to another continent, whereas we're not fighting that battle.
Yeah, and how many events are you missing in that 3 to 4 month time span? I mean, even if you're a professional sport, you're off season, there's always events going on. So it's you could lose out on a lot of things in that amount of time.
Absolutely. 3 to 4 months is almost an entire college or NFL football season. And obviously, you can't go an entire college or NFL football season without a display. That just doesn't work.
Okay, yeah, it's a good point. So I'm going to put my magic hat on right now, and I'm going to say that I work for a major college, and I've got multiple different venues with displays. I need service agreements for multiple pieces of technology. Is that something that's kind of common in your world, that you see, hey, there's this one university, and we've got basketball, we've got football, we've got tennis, we've got baseball, we've got different displays all over, and we've got service agreements for all of those, or are they packaged together? Or kind of, can you explain how that works a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. So I would say that in the live events market, campus-wide service agreements is one of our larger revenue sources, just because we do have so much equipment on college campuses. And of course, it's not just football and basketball anymore. We're starting to see video displays at every almost every venue across college campuses. So what we do is we'll work with typically someone from the athletic director down to the director of facilities at a campus. And what we'll do is we'll put all of the equipment, Dectronics equipment that they have on campus, will all be put onto one campus-wide service agreement. So all the equipment from all the various facilities is covered, and it is one phone call again for them to either call into our help desk and speak with the service coordinator or use our Dectronics My Support and request service. And we will come out to that campus and we will repair, replace, work on whatever venue it is that they need assistance with. And if they need assistance at multiple venues, because they have that campus-wide agreement, we can spend the entire day on campus doing whatever it is that they need because they do have that full coverage.
And when you're able to combine them all together, you're able to provide all these, you know, unique features and services that you've already been talking about, right? Like the pre-service checks and all that for all the facilities when they're grouped together?
Yeah, absolutely. So what we'll do, I talked about the pre-season check. You can really look at it as the fall sports, the winter sports, and the spring sports. So when fall season rolls around, we will go out to a college campus and we'll be doing the systems check at football, at soccer, at volleyball, any other event that may be occurring in that fall sports time frame. We'll go out and spend, you know, a lot of times it can be up to a week on campus because they have so much equipment. But yes, we will tackle all of that at one time for their fall sports to make sure that the fall sports season is set and ready to go. And then, of course, for winter, we'll do the same. And for spring, we'll do the same.
So you got the different levels of agreements you mentioned. It's kind of the everything from the different checks, the amount of coverage. How about like the length of time? Do the different coverages also have different kind of time spans, or how does that play into it?
That's one thing that is very custom. A customer can enter into, for example, right now I'm doing a 6 month service agreement with a customer because they are set to replace their display in April of 2019. I've also entered into a 10-year service agreement. So really, whatever your time frame is, whether it is restrictions from budget, from purchasing, I know there's some states that I work with that can't sign longer than a 1 year service agreement, or it's life cycle. You don't know what to expect of when you're going to be replacing the equipment, so you only want to enter into a 2 or 3 year agreement. we can really do whatever time frame best suits your needs.
That's good, because then essentially you're not making, you know, the customer pay for areas that they wouldn't have had. Because I didn't even think about the scenario until you mentioned where it's, yeah, we're looking at getting a new display. They may have had one for a while. So they obviously wouldn't want a standard two-year agreement if they're replacing it in 6 months, because they're not going to get anything out of that extra time on it. But.
Correct. Exactly.
So you've covered a lot of different topics here. So say you wanted to leave listeners with two or three key points about these service agreements that you really wish they knew about and they remembered going forward. Go ahead and hit us with those two or three key points about service agreements.
Yeah, I would say probably the three biggest things is it's a fixed cost. Budgeting is obviously king. If you are a professional or a collegiate team, which is what I typically work with, obviously your budget is one of your biggest challenges. Having your Daktronics equipment under a service agreement, stroking one check, that's the only money that you're going to be paying us out of pocket for the year for all the service that you need. And it ties into the second part, which would be ownership. This allows Daktronics to take on all ownership of the service that your display, control system, timing, and scoring needs. You come into your facility, you turn on the display, you see something not right, you call Daktronics. You're not trying to do the troubleshooting yourself. You're not trying to locate your own tech or maintenance guy or whatever it may be. It's one phone call to us, and then the ball is in our court to come out and either replace the component, get a component shipped to site, or do whatever is necessary, and that is completely off of you. And you know that by making that phone call, it's going to be taken care of, and we will be the ones doing that, and we'll give you the report when everything is done and resolved. And I think the final part is, again, going back to it's not just an insurance policy. Because there is that proactive piece there, it allows us to come out prior to the season, prior to events, make sure that you are set up and ready to be successful for whatever comes ahead. So I think those three parts, with the fixed cost, the ownership falls on Daktronics, and the proactive support, I think those are the three things that if you ask customers who have been under a service agreement for a long time, I think they would echo that same sentiment. Those are the three things they have found to be the most successful and why they continue to sign service agreements.
Awesome. Yeah, that's good. Budget, ownership, and proactive approach to the equipment. That's good.
Yeah, you got it.
Dustin, thanks for chatting with us today. So maybe kind of help wrap it up here. If there's a customer out there that maybe doesn't have a service agreement, or maybe one's coming up and they want to talk to us about getting a new one, how should they go about doing that?
Yeah, you can speak with your regional Daktronics account service manager. Each region does have one representative. If you are not familiar with who that is, you can certainly reach out to myself, Dustin Culhane, and I'm sure that Matt and Justin will be more than happy to share my contact information here at the end, and I will get you in touch with who your regional account service manager would be, and they can talk you through the different options that we have to get you all under a Daktronics service agreement.
Awesome. Thank you, Dustin, for joining us today and telling us all about service agreements. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and tune in next time.
Thanks for having me, guys.